Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Steve? How's your Tuesday going so far?
Not too bad. How about yours?
I appreciate you asking. Yeah, it's going well. We at least survived the Monday, so that's it's always a step in the right direction.
Good
So,
thing.
yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
All right. Looks like you were speaking with James. Looks like he transferred over to me so I could go over some pricing, and obviously I'm happy to do that. But before I do, just want to double check. I mean, do you have any questions, concerns about like the program or, what we could do to bring you more business, anything like that?
No questions. I mean, for me, it's just dollars. I mean, I have people right now that do an SEO thing, and I've explored this before, and just
Okay.
to tap into the Denver market, it's going to be a long time and a lot of money, and so that's why I haven't done it. So I assume that's going to be the same here, but I'll hear the pricing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, maybe for other companies, I'm not sure who you worked with before in the past, but we're actually a premier channel partner for Google, and we've been a partner for them for the last 19 years. So the way that our company works is a little different. The only time that we can actually call out in the area is whenever there's a position even available. So obviously there's a position available in your town, in like a 50-mile radius where you're at for Denver. So we're just calling throughout the area to fill it. Once we work with somebody, we actually will not, cannot work with your competitors at all. So like, let's say you take that position, you're the only company that we end up working with. We don't work with anybody else that does what you guys do, in the area either. So the SEO company you were working with before, are they still doing it now? Like, what were they doing? Was it just for your website, or 'cause I don't see a Google business profile for you.
Oh, there's a Google business profile out there.
Okay. Is it through Denver, Colorado for Pristine Home Improvements?
Without the S, yeah. So somebody created a company and added an S on for some reason.
Oh, okay, got it. Yeah, I see it here. Three Google reviews, all 5 stars.
Yeah, I haven't pushed it. But ultimately, I mean, this same thing, I did this for Aurora. It's a little bit different. And so I know that I'll show up in Aurora, so that's not an issue. It's really just Denver. Denver's gonna, I don't know. You can tell me. I'll be interested to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously we can cover Denver as the reason we're calling. We cover about a 50-mile radius of where you're at too. So if you ever want to go a little bit further out, we definitely can. I was looking online just because I did find your Google business profile, and I could go over some pricing too, and there's a couple of other things that we can go over with you as well. But the way the pricing works is that there's no contracts. You guys are able to cancel at any time. No penalties for canceling either. Everything we do here is all month to month. So with the discounts that we're able to apply, from James, it's about 50%. So you get about half off. So we can do it for $249 a month. So it's $249 month to month. And what that gets you is a couple of things. First is obviously Google, right? You actually get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases. So basically you just tell us what jobs you want to be found for, and anytime somebody makes that search, we get you ranking directly on the first page. We could use that Google business profile that you have there. I know you say you only got 3 reviews, 5 stars. We can help you with the reviews, but that's actually plenty. We could get somebody that doesn't have a Google business profile created and no reviews, no website, no anything, and we can get them directly on the first page of Google within 30 to 45 days. That's it. That's the maximum amount of time it takes. But obviously for you, you're starting off at a better rate than most people, just because once we do get you on the first page, at least you got good ratings and you look really good online. So that's going to help when people see your business and then obviously pick up the phone to call you. So it's an unlimited call service, meaning you'll never have to pay per call, click, or lead. So if you got, 300 calls that month, same exact price. It's still going to be just $249 a month. And we can also do social media advertisements as well. So did you guys do like a Facebook business page at all, or did you try setting one up?
Yeah, I have all of that, and that's managed by a CRM. So I mean, they do everything. They do all the posts. I don't do any of it.
Got it. Okay. Now, are they just doing the posts, or are they doing actual paid advertisements?
These are just posts. So, like, whatever
Okay.
postings that they make, like on Facebook and Instagram and tons of different stuff. It's, I don't know, it's Thrive.
Oh, Thrive. I think I might have heard of them before. Let me see. Okay, so what they're doing right now is that they're doing what, SEO for you for Facebook? So they're helping you out with your Facebook. And are they doing anything else besides that?
Yeah, so they manage the website. They manage all my social media. They manage, I guess, or maybe that's probably about it. But they do other, like they'll have like ad campaigns and stuff that they'll run every now and then.
Got it. Okay, cool. Yeah, because I was going to say we would actually do the actual campaign, like we would do live advertisements for you. A lot of times if you're making posts, it's really pointless just because the posts are only going to go to the people that you're friends with. And, you know, if they've seen one of your advertisements, they've seen them all. So it's not really driving much business. The business that you drive is the people that don't know you exist, right? And then what we do is that we can also make sure that for the Facebook advertisements, we could reach out to anybody within that area. The same way that we market your business on Google, so the same top-rated keywords, same ones we'll use for your Facebook, which also means that anytime somebody's searching or talking about in any of your home improvement services, we show them live advertisements right in your area. And again, we can cover a 50-mile radius for it. If you want a little bit shorter, we could do that too, but the max would be about a 50-mile radius. And then both of those combined, it's just $249 a month for it.
What both combined?
For your Google business profile to get ranking. Yeah, to get ranking on the first page of Google and also the Facebook advertisements. Both of those are $249. And if you're okay with your website, you can definitely keep your website. When we get you ranking on the first page, it does drive a lot of traffic to your site, so it definitely helps you out with your marketing for it. But if you kind of don't want them, you know, whoever's managing the website for you to do it anymore, we can also build you one as well. Like if you own that domain name, you would keep the domain name and then we would just rebuild a brand new website for you if you're looking to do that. If not, totally fine. You can keep the one that you currently have right now and all of it still works the same.
Can you give me a demo? Not right now. I got to run into a customer's house. Can we schedule a time for a demo? Are you going to show me?
Yeah, I mean, I could do that for you for sure. What do you want me to do? You want me, cause I can send it to you. You want me to send it to you via text? Like I can even send you like some links so that you can go and click on. Are you talking about a demo for your website?
No, like a demo of what you've done for other customers, like with Facebook advertisement. Or maybe walk me through how this process works. So you're saying 30 to 45 days. So the first 250 is just out the door. That's kind of like I would just consider that like almost set up stuff, right? So at a minimum, you're talking at least two months.
Kind of
up on that page.
Yeah, kind of because that what the 249 does is that right now your algorithm is showing that you guys are nowhere near on the first page. So what our team does is that they put about 100 hours into your account in order to begin to rank your business on the first page. But within the first 30 days, we're already running Facebook advertisements for you. So you'll definitely get calls the first 30 days. It's just month 2 and 3 is when it really starts going because then we're ranking you on the first page for all those keywords. We already been running those Facebook advertisements for you guys as well. So it's a little bit better. But, yeah, you'll get calls within the first 30 days.
Okay. And then what happens if 6 months down the road I want to take a break or cut it off? Does that SEO stop? Like, am I going to fall off of the first page?
So the way that it works is we have a pause feature here. So everything we do, you own. So your Google business profile obviously is yours. We're not going to put it temporary closed or anything like that. You could pause it for a couple of months. And during that time, we will not charge you the $249. But yes, so like let's say we got you ranking on the first page of Google. The reason you're consistently on there is because every single day and every week, we optimize your business specifically in your area to keep you there. That's what you're paying us for. If you are pausing it and you're no longer paying us, we're not going to delete anything. You'll stay there. It's just after the first week or two, maybe you start noticing you go from the top of the first page to like the middle of the first page, and then another week you may be at the end of the first page, back and forth, and then you may end up on page 2. So like you'll start eventually losing your rankings because Google changes their algorithm every single week and year over year. So every year we have to get retrained on what Google's algorithms are, and then every single week our team gets a report showing basically where those trends are, and all we do is just make sure that those trends are lining up with exactly what we're doing for your business, which keeps you on the first page. So that is the majority of where your money goes outside of the Facebook advertisements that we run for you as well. Less SEO-y. It's a lot harder when it comes to the Google listing. But once you call us back, okay, we'll get you back at the $249. And as soon as we start your SEO process again for Google, we get you right back up on the first page of Google, and then obviously you can keep us for as long as you like.
All right. So, like, are there – what I want to see is, like, are there sites that I can see that you've built for other customers?
Yeah, I could do that.
Because if you build a better site than Thrive did, then you can manage the site. But
of course.
So, like, if I'm my thing is, if because I pay Thrive $299,
okay,
so just about the same, $50 more.
Yeah.
But they take the site, they do, you know, A, B, and C, and they did some SEO because,
yep,
they have a separate SEO charge if you want to go like full all out, which I assume that this is more,
that's
more
what
focused
this is
in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's like a separate charge. So right now they manage,
okay,
the site. They built that site. They manage all my Facebook posts. They'll do periodic ad campaigns, but not much.
Okay.
So it sounds like the $249 is going to be an SEO target to get on Google first page. And then really you're saying you can do Facebook ads, and then you'll take the site, but it would be included in that if, you know, I don't know if we were to go that route, but then if we weren't, like, so if I saw a site and was like, no, I'm going to stick with Thrive for the site.
Yep.
What I'm thinking is I'm paying for services that I'm not utilizing.
Right. Yeah.
So, is there a site that I could check out?
100%. Yeah. So I can send you like a generic one. You want me to send it to you via text? I can text it to you real quick.
I'm actually back at my computer right now if you want.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You want me to email it, or, well, I guess let me text it to you and see how it comes up. But if you want me to email it so it's on your computer, we can do that too. So give me one second here, Steve. And this will be a generic one. We can actually customize the website however you like, but this is what I would recommend for you. If you are paying Thrive, it sounds like they're maybe not a premier channel partner for Google. They might just, you know, offer like SEO services. That's why they kind of do it that way. It doesn't sound like they're geared towards driving brand new business to you. It, you know, because a website, you know, just because you have a website doesn't mean brand new people are going to find you. And if you're making posts on Facebook, that only matters to the friends, right? And if they're only doing some marketing, not really driving it. So if you let them keep the website and have us do everything else, it would just be $249. If you want us to do everything, it's only thing we charge for the website is a $99 setup fee. It's just one charge. That's it. So it would be $348 today. And then every single month after that, it's $249. And it's all month to month, no contract still. And we make all the changes, edits, and updates for your website. We manage it, maintain it. We actually do the actual SEO for the website on it too. And then we also combine it with your Google Business Profile, ranking you on the first page. So we kind of marry all of it together. So if you wanted to go having us just basically do everything, it'll be $348 today. If you wanted us just to do the Google and the Facebook ads, no problem. It would be $249.
Okay. And then, so what else they do is it's also a billing system. Do you have anything like that?
We don't have a billing system. That we don't do.
Okay.
How do you?
It's not a major. So here's. Let me ask this
like
question.
Like Square.
So I actually use Square. In this particular case, I incorporate Square partners with Thrive, and so I can do it that way. But they also have their own billing system, so I could get rid of Square. The only reason I haven't yet is because I've been using it for so many years. All of my clients are in there. Not that I couldn't import it, but
right.
And to be honest with you, it's their templates are kind of weak. Thrive's templates are weak. Square gives you more customization. But that's not an issue because I could still use Square, right? I'm not planning on getting rid of Square. So if I got rid of Thrive, I'd still keep Square.
Yep.
The other thing is, right, I bought this domain from GoDaddy, and I have to pay for it every couple of years.
Yep.
Would you
yep.
ultimately buy that domain?
No, so you're the owner of it. So we wouldn't buy it off of you because you own that domain name. So as long as you're paying for pristineimprovements.com at GoDaddy, you'll always be the owner of it. And that's actually recommended. Never give that domain name to anybody but yourself. All we would do is that we would take that domain name and connect it to our website, and it would be ours. So basically, it's just a makeover. The way that it looks now is going to be different.
So who powers your site? Like, what is behind it?
They do WordPress.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just interested to see, like, I would like to compare what the site, like, I would like, if somebody could maybe take a look at my site and
I'm looking
say,
at
yeah,
it.
You
yeah.
know, we can make improvements here, here, and here. Because to me, so I had a site before where I had some people from GoDaddy build it, and it was okay. And then Thrive came in, and they did what you're looking at, and
yep.
it was a step up. It's certainly not, like, the best site, but it's functional.
No.
It takes, you know, forms and whatever.
Yep.
So are you telling me that you can improve on the site as it is today?
Yeah, so let me just be clear as when you talk about improvement. We wouldn't go into Thrive's account and then update what Thrive has, obviously. We would just rebuild it for you. And if you're asking me if it would be an improvement from what I'm looking at here, I may be biased, but, you know, absolutely. I used to work for GoDaddy. I actually, prior to this job, I was with GoDaddy, and I was on their sales team for website designs. So I've actually sold these programs to somebody like yourself over at GoDaddy. And one of the reasons I actually left there is because I do enjoy, you know, the marketing aspect of it and helping businesses, except they were just nickel and diming every little thing you would have to pay for. And I'm like, this sounds kind of crazy. So I ended up finding this company, Local Splash, the one you talked to now. And I've been with them for about 5 years now. So it's because we have it's just better for you guys as a business owner. I feel comfortable selling these products because not only are you getting like a fully built professional website, which is going to be better than the one I'm looking at here. Like right now it says our services and there's literally nothing underneath where it says our services. So there's no text under there. I don't know if you knew that. The next one, it says take advantage of our special. It has like a 15% off. That looks really like not good. And then where it says our reviews, there's no like profile picture of the people. It's just text literally in boxes. Who wrote it? Who knows? And then all the way at the bottom, you have review us with Google kind of spread out 72 times. You know, these are things that we wouldn't do, just because it tries to look fancy, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be better. The way that we build our websites is pretty much straightforward and to the point. Get you exactly what you need. Everything works. And if you want reviews on there, it would be actual legitimate Google reviews because we could pull it off of your Google account and put on there things like that. So, you know, if you're asking me, I would definitely say we would do a better job. But, you know, it's totally up to you.
No, that's fine with me. But what I'm saying is, like, you could – so I'm on my site. Where does it not have any information?
Yeah, so just scroll down where it says our services. It's just a picture.
Oh.
Like a kitchen. It's like
– yeah, so you click on them.
Maybe it's just not popping up for me. It's literally not even showing me anything.
So if you click on, like – so under our services, there's like little tiles.
Just,
I don't know
it
why.
It just popped up. Okay. I apologize. I literally refreshed
and
my, it was,
gives you
it
like,
was, I see it. It's the little boxes.
Yeah. And then there's just little pictures of stuff we've done. But yeah, I mean, it's not that, like I said, this is a step up from what GoDaddy had built out. But
of course. Yeah.
I'm not in love with this. I'm not in, like I said, and to be honest with you, I'm looking right at it right now. Book or call or book your appointment today, right on the front page top. That's my
right.
508 number, and I don't like, that's not the number that should be there. If you look up at the top right, it should be my 303. 508 is my personal cell phone number.
Ooh, yeah, well, you don't want that. And
no, I didn't
that,
even realize that until right now.
And even though this may look small, obviously it's pretty important because it's your cell phone, but if I'm just looking at this and let's say it wasn't that big of a deal, just having those numbers incorrect like that causes a pretty big
yeah.
effect on your Google listing as well. So like Google, everything
sure.
needs to match. One thing that we do is that we match everything with your Google, exactly how your website is, exactly how your Facebook is, exactly how it is through Bing, Yelp, Yahoo. We, we spread it throughout the internet so everything's exactly the same, because if there's one thing that's wrong, it really throws out the algorithm, and that's what helps us keep you on the first page. You know what I mean?
Okay. But again, it would be nice, like, I understand that the posts would only be visible to friends or people that follow me. You don't do anything like that, any social media posting?
No, we don't
just
do any social media posts because, no, just because people pay us to drive business to them, right? We're not there to, post on your Facebook page, which statistically, because we've been doing this 19 years, statistically, you don't get any results. So there's no point of paying a company to do that for you when you could probably just hop on there once a week and then post an updated picture if you wanted to. So, like, we're not saying that you can't do it. You can go on there as much as you want, or you can have a friend or a family member just be like, hey, once a week, can you just post, like, some random, you know, stuff that we're doing, or here's some pictures, I want you to post them on Facebook. Like, do that for free. You know, don't pay somebody to do that. That's silly. You would want to pay somebody to do the marketing aspect full-fledged, because that's what's going to make you money. That's the point of this.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, other things, so what I would hope to do is if this were to work out, I could get rid of things like Angie's and Yelp, right? I mean, because the business supposedly, or the ideal would be that there'd be so much business flowing in strictly from Google searches,
right,
that you could remove these paid for click services.
Yeah, we get a lot of people that end up leaving companies like Angie's or HomeAdvisor's just by switching to Google, mainly because, I don't know if you know this, but Angie's and HomeAdvisor's, they're partnered up now, but they get their leads directly through the first page of Google. They pay a lot of money to Google to rank themselves on the top. We're going to put you right at the top, right? So it's almost like you're cutting out the middleman, but they'll take that one lead from Google and then they're going to sell it to you and like six or seven business owners in your area. So, yeah, I mean, 100%. Once we get you on the front page, and once people have an opportunity to call you, they're going to call you directly. A lot of times people are like, hey, I'd rather pay this flat fee, get, 100, 200, 300 calls a month. And then they're like, you know what? I don't need these other pay by lead services. So they end up just leaving them. And plus, Angie's will always take your money, right? Like, there's only so many spots on the first page of Google that we can get you on. We're only looking for one. But with Angie's, whether it's today, tomorrow, next year, you know, they're happy to take your money. You can always go back to Angie's or HomeAdvisor's at any point. And I know they have a pause feature there too. So sometimes people even pause them to kind of run them side by side to see which one works better. And normally they end up just sticking with Google.
Yeah, I think, okay, so did you send me a link to a site I can look at?
Yeah, I sent it to your text already. Hopefully you got it already. I sent it to you.
Well, there's a couple of links in here. Which one should I click on?
Does it say my site?
Electrician?
Yeah, just click on that one. That would be like an example of an electrician's website that we built. I can see if I can try to find one for like handyman.
Would a customer have an option to fill out a form on the site that comes to my email or I don't know. Like right now I have a form, like a contact
form. Of course,
form,
yeah.
Fill out like,
very.
I want a kitchen backsplash or whatever.
Yeah, that's extremely common. So we obviously make sure that if somebody goes to your website, they're going to have that option. They're also going to have an option to click to call you guys directly. So all you do is just tell our team that's building your website that's what you want, and absolutely, they'll add it for you.
Okay. So the extra $100 today was for what, for the website?
For us to do the web, just to build the website to get it started. And then the next month, your second month, it goes back down to $249.
Okay, and when does the website go live, I guess, if we were to, just for right now, agree to terms?
Yep. Yeah, if you agree to everything.
My website's going to stay up in the meantime, correct?
Yeah, we can't touch anything there. So obviously that would be up to you to, get rid of the services.
I would want to keep the domain, though, right? You're not going to change the domain.
No. Don't get rid of that domain name. If you own it, I'm telling you, keep that domain name. Always pay for it. Because even if you miss a payment and it goes into, like, redemption, somebody can take it off of you, and that's your guys' bread and butter.
Right,
so,
I'm actually actively waiting for Pristine Home Improvements to go into default, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question. If I were to get, because I can see when the date is up and it's crashing, if I were to get that domain, I'm going to keep mine. Could we redirect it? So could Pristine Home Improvement or Pristine Improvement or whatever, Could somebody type in pristine improvement and it direct to pristine home improvement?
Sure. Yeah, we could do forwarding
in the future.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So, just to give you some free advice, just because remember I work at GoDaddy. So for that domain name, the expiration you see on the Whois, that is going to, only determine when the expiration date is. The company is going to give them about a 30-day window to try to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
And then they give them an additional 45 days in redemption where they can redeem it at a pretty high cost. Only after all those are done, then the domain name goes back up to auction and you can buy it off of auction. So I know a lot of times people call and they say, hey, I want to buy this domain, but it may still be owned. So just keep yourself a couple of months. But to answer your question, yes, we can do that. Once you get that domain name.
Okay, I thought it was like day of I get to go and buy it.
Nope, it is not. No, they, because of how important they are, they give you about a two and a half month window to give the owner an opportunity to actually take it. So I would give it a couple of months and call them.
I guess actually talking about that with GoDaddy, right? And I don't know if you know the answer to this, but maybe you do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it says you can buy this website or we can get it for you for $250 or $500, but whatever the case may be. Is that just them reaching out to the owner and saying, hey, somebody's offering to buy this site for whatever?
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes they can list it for sale, and GoDaddy would be the middleman. So let's say I own a domain name, and let's say I want to sell it for $1,000. GoDaddy will promote it and say, hey, the domain name's for sale for $1,000. You say, hey, that's a great deal. You go and buy it. GoDaddy takes the money, hands it to the owner. The owner, GoDaddy then grabs the domain name and then gives it to you. There's usually like a fee involved, so they may charge you like $100-$150 or something like that to do that transaction, but you get the domain name and then they get the money. So yes, there are times where you can just buy one off of somebody, and if it's not for sale, there's literally no possible way that you can take that domain name off of somebody until it goes into redemption. If you really want it, you could probably call them too and just say, hey, you want to place a back order on it? Because if you place a back order on it, then that means that when that domain name defaults, if you're one of the back orders or if there's multiple people that did a back order, you guys would get notified as to the exact day that is going into auction. And then you can go in there and you can bid on it for a couple of bucks and, you know, whoever wins that bidding battle is going to get the domain. But that's another option for you too.
Okay. And then I guess in just talking with business now, right, like what is the best? I mean, obviously .com is probably the best, but do any of the other ones make any sense? .net, .co, .whatever, or does it matter?
You know, not anymore. I mean, back in the 90s, yeah, .net, .com, and .org were like, you know, .com was like commercial, .net is, you know, networking, and .org is organization. They really don't matter anymore because there's thousands of different extensions out there now. Like you could get a .ai, .io, .abc, like, you know what I mean? .com is the best. So if you do want to get one, it's the most commonly used one. That's why it's the best. So if you ever have an opportunity to get a .com, get it. But as long as you're doing the marketing, like the only thing that we recommend if you get a .net or a .org really doesn't matter. As long as you're doing the marketing and you keep that domain name. Because that's where all the, you know, the juice is going to. Exactly. Keep that name. Because if you ever get rid of that name, it restarts all of your SEO, and it's pretty traumatic. So, yeah, keep the domain name.
Okay.
But the website, you know, you'll take a couple hits, SEO points, when it comes to the actual site being rebuilt. But right now, I was looking, it doesn't look like they're doing too much for you. And if you haven't noticed that your cell phone was on the site, you're probably not getting a ton of calls to your cell phone, right? So it's probably not.
No.
Really pumping out, you know, if you were crushing it there, it'd be a little different. I'd tell you no, don't even change. But it doesn't even seem like that's doing that now. So I think it would be okay for you to swap.
Yeah, I'd be interested to check it out. And again, with the site part of it, I just want to make sure that if things don't work out and I leave Local Splash, I know I still own the domain, but,
exactly.
But does the site just go back to bare bones, or does the site stay as it is?
You have a couple of options.
Like you built up this beautiful site?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I leave. Does the site just go to, like, you know, a bunch of ones and zeros and stupid shit?
Well, it's not going to go into the matrix. So if you're worried about that, it's not going to do that. But, you know, honestly, what would happen is this. Let's say you're completely done. You're like, I don't want to be with you guys anymore. But you love the site. We can continue to manage the site for you. I think it's like 40 or 50 bucks a month. And then we continue to do the marketing for your website. We'll make all the changes, edits and updates to your site. You can make all the changes yourself. You can see all your analytics. If you get to a point where you're like, absolutely not, I want nothing to do, obviously you keep the domain name, that's yours, and then you would just contact a company like ours that's able to rebuild the site for you and have them rebuild it. I don't know if I told you, but it only takes us 7 to 14 days max to have a site from the build it from the ground up.
Okay. So how's that going to work then if I say, yeah, let's go, I only have that one domain right now? That one domain is being operated or managed by Thrive.
Exactly. Yep.
How does that work?
So the way that it'll work is, let's say you sign up right now. We have to schedule an interview with you. It's about 30 minutes long. It's right over the phone, so you don't have to, like, dress to impress or anything like that. But during that phone call, they're going to dive into the nitty-gritty, all the technical stuff for your Google profile, for the website, and also for your Facebook advertisements as well, okay? Once we get all that information, we'll start to build it for you. So we don't need the domain name right away, but once our website on our end is built 100%, you want to connect it, then we'll let you know that it's ready, and then at that time, you can swap from the domain name from Thrive, and then we can connect it to the hosting package here for Local Splash, and then your website would be up and running. So it would almost be instantaneous, the swap, if we end up doing that. Sometimes, depending on the network, it may take up to 24 hours, but usually it's pretty close to a day where there may be some downtime, but usually it's pretty immediate. And then that's it. And then you obviously would just let, you know, Thrive know that you would be swapping them. And then, you know, because you already own the domain name, I'm sure they'll go through their spiel and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, we could definitely do it. You just have to wait. You could just wait until the website's built, so there's no downtime.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to move forward with this then.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to get you all enrolled here, Steve. Honestly, once you see that we have a white glove service here.
One more question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep going.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Do I have like a dedicated rep or something that I can call if I have an issue?
Yes and no. So you have me, which is your dedicated, I guess you would say, you know, manager. I'm just not the one that's going to be doing anything like actually difficult on your account. So like I don't mess with, you know, the Google stuff. I just kind of go over the programs, but you can always call me, text me, email me. If you like, even if you're talking about like domain names, if you have a quick question, shoot me a text message. I'm totally fine with that. Or even if you want me to get in contact with our team, I could do that too. But you will have an account manager. There'll probably be maybe one or two people working on you. There'll actually be three people. There'll be one person for your website, one person for your Google business profile, and you have another person for your Facebook advertisements. But we're all collectively working together to obviously achieve those. So if you're worried about that, you can always get in contact with me.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. We can progress today.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So let's get the ball rolling here. Obviously we have your first name is Steve, but is it Steven or is it just Steve?
Steven with an N. V-E-N.
V-E-N. And what's your last name?
Marzullo. M-A-R-Z-U-O-L-O.
Okay. And is it okay if I still call you Steve? We had you as Steve, so I apologize. If it's Steven, I can...
No, it's okay. People call me Steve. It's fine.
Okay, perfect. All right. And, Steve, what's a good email address for you?
It's steven@pristineimprovement.com.
Okay. .com. And a good contact number for us and you, let's just make sure we get the right number here. Is it the 303-815-8310 or is it the other one?
Yes.
On your website? It is that. That's
yep,
a good one. Your cell phone is a 508 one.
That it's the same phone. It's just I don't use that for business.
Perfect. All right. And that's okay for us to contact you on as well, the 303 number, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Perfect. All right. And then your business address that we have here It's 3577 Wabash Street in Denver, Colorado. Is that right?
Yep. Yes.
All right.
But technically that has to remain. I don't want that to show on Google because it's really just my house right now.
Your home address? Okay.
Warehouse.
No, that's okay. I was going to ask you that next because I know that a lot of times you don't want random strangers showing up at your door. So we can actually hide that address for you. That's no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, and then when we put you on the map, what would happen is that it would just be adjacent, like, to where you actually live. So it'd show not your house. It'd show, like, basically somewhere near where your house would be, just nothing specific.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Now, when it comes to your Google listing, so you get to choose up to 15 different jobs that will get you found for directly on the first page. So what jobs do you want us to list your business as?
Kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel, basement remodel, everything remodel. I don't do any new build. So
everything remodel. Okay. So let's do.
Yeah. Kitchen, bathroom, basement remodels. Tile, flooring, drywall, framing.
Drywall, framing, tile. Okay.
Let's see what else I have in there. One second.
General contracting, handyman services, right?
Yeah, you could do handyman services, general contracting. Carpentry is a big one. We get a lot of, like, built-ins that people want, like, custom built-ins in their offices and things.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah. Carpentry, perfect. If you can't, I think this is plenty, but if you can't think of anything right now, during that phone call, after we pay for the listing, we'll schedule time. You know, it might be there tomorrow, but we could find what works for us. During that time, you can come up with more. So if you want to maybe take a day to think about it, you know, you know what I mean? I don't want you to think that you have to come up with all this stuff now. You know, if you have someone like, oh, this is really profitable, just let the team know and they'll add it for you.
Okay. That works.
All right, perfect. All right, and then let's go back here. All right, and are you guys licensed, insured, and bonded, or one or the other?
Insured, bonded, I don't have a license just yet, but actually that's something I was going to sit for, and then could we just add that to the site after the fact?
100%, yeah, of course. Yeah, so any of those new additions or things that you do, obviously just call us and tell us, but once you do that, we can definitely get it added right to your website.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. All right, let's re-add this phone number here.
I guess actually, am I allowed to claim licensed, if I use say I subcontract a licensed electrician? So I'm not doing the work myself, but he doesn't technically work for my company, but he would come through me and I would kind of like manage that project.
Yeah, right. Let me think. So when we get you approved, I think that's okay. I think with you being insured bonded, there'll be some things that it looks like you're already approved through Google as well. Did you get like a PIN verification? Did you have to do like a video kind of proving you guys are?
Yeah.
Who you are? Okay,
yeah,
you already did all that?
The house and everything. Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, absolutely. As long as it's services that you can do, because when we start getting you on the first page and you're getting these calls, you know, if it's situations where they're like, you know, all these people said that they were licensed and nobody's licensed, because they're going to leave you a bad review. So if you have the ability to hire electricians that are licensed, then yeah, I would absolutely say that would be okay as long as you can, you know what I mean? Which it sounds like you can, so.
I can. I'll leave the license off for right now just because I only have one guy that I use, but what I've typically, you know, I don't know. It hasn't been an issue yet, but leave it off for now. Like I said,
exactly. Yep, and if you change your mind or if you think of something else, obviously just, again, just the name of the game is just call us and obviously let us know. Let me get, okay. And then we can do up to a 50 mile radius for this program, and we can do it out of the 80238 zip code. Is, do you want to do 50? Do you want to do less than that? How many distance?
Honestly, like 20 would be good. And
20 miles
in Denver would take me hours.
So 20 miles?
Yeah, 20 should be plenty.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. If you want to, if you ever want to stretch your legs a little bit, start getting some, like, you know, more work a little further out, again, call us. You could do up to 50 with this one. All right. But I put you down for 20.
Okay. Yeah. I just don't, I think it would kind of work out the same way. I'd probably get some bad reviews if they were too far away and I couldn't take the job.
And that's my point. And that's why we always leave it up to you guys. Cause a lot of times people think 50 miles, let's just max it out, get you the most business possible. However, if you're getting a ton of business and you can't reach everybody at the same time, it doesn't look good. So you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
We'll do the 20 miles and then that's perfect. And then, you know, if anything changes, you just got to tell us. All right. Okay. And Steve, so, all right. So we're going to go into closing the listing. What I'll do is I'll save the card now and then I'll read you off a voice verification, kind of just get you on all the discounts that I'm applying here for you as well. And we lock you in permanently for that. The card you're going to use is, we do recommend a business card just because this is a tax write-off. It comes up as Google Marketing. But if you don't have that, that's okay. Just any other debit or credit card will work too. The address for the card you're going to use is the same as the one we have, the 3577, Wabash Street. Or is it different?
No, it's a different address.
Okay. And let me, okay. And I'm ready when you are.
It's 2221. So 2221
mm-hmm.
Clinton Street, C-L-I-N-T-O-N Street, Unit 4216.
Okay.
And then that's actually in Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A. Colorado,
80010. 80010, okay. All right, perfect. So I got 2221 Clint Street, and that's unit 4216. And that is in Aurora.
You have Clinton or Clint?
I have Clint. What did I say?
Clinton, like Bill Clinton.
Clinton. Okay, got it. Yeah. All right. So Clinton, C-L-I-N-T-O-N, Street, and that's Aurora, Colorado, 80010.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. Thanks. All right. And whenever you're ready, I'll do the card number, expiration, and 3 digits on the back whenever you're in a safe location.
Yep. It's 5528-6967-9684-4592.
All right. All right.
Expiration is 0926.
All right, and then 3 digits on the back.
383.
Okay. All right, perfect. Just save that. And all right, so let me go ahead and read you off this voice verification. Like I said, it kind of reiterates everything we talked about. As you've been doing, if you have any other questions, concerns, don't hesitate. Just reach out to me, or just let me know right now, and I'll be happy to address them then, okay? You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just a voice verification, that's it. So here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash and is to add a form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Christine Home Improvement.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Stephen Marzullo, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. And I'm going to make sure that you're provided our main headquarter phone number. It's an 877 number. It's the same number we're going to call you from, same number that you'll call us from. So I'll have you save it as Local Splash. I'll make sure that at the end you also have a text message from me with that same 877 number, but with my direct extension, so you could call me at any time. And then you can also text back, or you'll be able to email me, and I'll provide you my email as well. So we just want to make sure that anytime we do call, If you're busy, totally understand. Just give us a call back because there's a lot that we have to do for your Google. And if there's anything we need, obviously we have to get in contact with you. So we want to make sure that you're responsive to whenever you can. And your initial payment, are we going with the website too? Are we doing the full 348 or are you just doing?
Yeah. 348 is good. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure. That's what I have here. So your initial payment, that'd be today. That'd be 4:30 of 24 in the amount of 348. All right. That includes your Google listing, your website, and Facebook advertisements. And then your second payment when completed, it'd be automatic 30 days. And that'd be in 249. Okay. Every single month after that will only be 249. Now you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. It's the same 877 number we'll have you save prior to your next billing cycle. And remember, we have that pause feature too. So if you decide to pause, call us. We'll pause it. Give it a couple of months. Call us back. When we will resume back at the 249 for you then, okay?
Perfect.
And do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
I do, yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, I'm going to go ahead and process this now. I just have to add in the discounts here really quick and then get it processed. But while I'm doing that, let's see here. Let's look at a time. Do you want to do that interview today? Do you want to wait until tomorrow? What are your schedule looking at? And I'll look at my calendar.
Can we do it tomorrow morning? Would that work?
Possibly. So let's look at the calendar. Okay, so tomorrow the earliest we have is 8 a.m.
And is that Mountain Time?
Yep, yeah, we're in the same time zone. We're right here in California, so it'll be 8 a.m.
Oh, no, you're an hour behind me, I believe.
Oh, really? Colorado?
You're Pacific time?
Pacific, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm Mountain Time.
Oh, you guys are Mountain. Ooh, let me update your account real quick. Thank you for telling me that. I could have sworn I have no idea.
I'm 1 hour ahead of you.
Yeah, so you're 1 hour ahead.
So
right
now it's 2:26 for you, right?
It is, yes.
Yeah, it's 3:26.
All right, let me update this real quick. Thank you for telling me that. So Mountain Time. Okay, so in that case, it would be 9 a.m. So it'd be 8 for us, but 9 a.m. for you. So are you able to do, is 9 okay? If not, we have...
How long would tomorrow's call be? Friday would be better.
Okay,
morning.
We could do Friday.
And the earliest that we could do is 8 a.m. the earliest?
Actually,
so not
yeah,
by 9 a.m.?
For you guys, actually, the earliest would be 8 a.m. for you. So we could do 8 a.m. Friday if you wanted to, because we start at 7 a.m.
Oh, then yes, let's lock that in.
Okay, and that's Friday, you said, right? Just to confirm?
Yeah, so 7 a.m. your time, 8 a.m. my time, Friday, the 3rd.
That's exactly what we got. So let's do – okay, yes. So Friday the 3rd. I'll send you some reminders here in a second. Let me just go ahead and get you added to the accounts. Just bear with me one moment here.
And that call could be longer. I have more time on Friday morning. It's just tomorrow. I have to be on a job.
No, that's totally fine. We schedule it for a full hour. It's just normally, depending on your questions, it may last like 45 minutes. So please, all the questions that you have, just – you know, definitely let them know. They'll be happy to explain. It's just, you know, it's around 30 minutes because they do go over a lot with you guys. All right, so I'm locking you in right now. You should be getting a text message here shortly as well, and then also an email, a couple of emails, just kind of going over everything we talked about, getting your receipt, and I think that's it. And then I'm scheduling in there right now, so let me invite all guests. Actually, I didn't even put a title. Let's redo this. All right. Okay, fixed it. All right, so Steve, you should get the email for the schedule. That'd be Friday the 3rd at 8 a.m. your time, and they'll be ready for you then. It did go green on my side. Did you get the text message?
I did, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. So if let's go here. And let me send you my info as well. You should already have our main headquarter number, but email is help me.
That's the 877-635-6225?
Yep, that's it. Yeah, save that as local splash.
Okay, and then you said I'll get like an extension for you?
I just sent it right now. If you want to save it, I don't know if it gives you an option to save like an extension, but my extension is 5258.
5258.
Yeah, I sent you a text message with the 877 number and my extension and my email as well. So I just want to make sure you at least got that.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I wanted to make sure you have that. So, like I said, I'll be honest, I'm not the one doing the work, but please don't hesitate. If you have a question, concern, just let me know. Or even if you're like, hey, they were supposed to do this on the account, can you see what's up? I could just reach out to them and, you know, see exactly what's going on. And I may have to have them call you back, but in that case, I can at least, you know, kind of be the middleman for you if you wanted to.
No, that's perfect. That works. I understand.
Okay. I think besides that, let's see. Yeah, I think we're all set. I want to be the first to congratulate you here, Steve. I appreciate you giving us that trust. And, you know, I know sometimes switching from one company over to another, it might be a little scary. But, you know, I think from what we talked about, I really do feel like this is going to be the better option for you just because of how focused we are of bringing brand new business to you guys. You'll notice that on our call on Friday, we do a white glove service here. So it might be a little bit different than what you might be used to. Yeah, so I'm very excited to have you and see you guys grow for sure. So do you have any questions or concerns for me, or is there anything else I could maybe do for you?
Nothing I can think of right now. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All right, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. And, again, thank you so much, and we'll call you on Friday. If not, that number I text you, you can text back too. So, like, even if you want to shoot a text, just respond to that with my information on there, and I'll get it there too, okay?
That works. Appreciate it.
All right. Not a problem, Steve. You have yourself a great rest of your day.
Thanks very much.
No problem.
Bye-bye.